we will go ahead and get started. We are now joined by the driver of the number one, Elliot Sadler. Elliot, just kind of tell us a little bit about that race. It was very intense. Just kind of give us a little recap of it.
Yeah, what we've seen in the history of the Xfinity Series the last couple of years is the first race of each round is always a little dicey. Things happen, and I think people are so anxious. And for that to happen so quick, so early, though, on the first lap, and then a quick caution again with the 19, it was just like, man, let's reassess what's going on here. What's making all these people have these issues? So, we started off with eighth, ninth place car, and we kept working on it, and Kevin made some good adjustments. And there at the end, we tried to take two tires to get some clean air in front of Daniel. They were so fast, and just see what my car would do, but we couldn't quite hold on to it. But all in all, it was a great day for us. You know, we were on the outside looking in when we started today's race, and we second in points, plus 14 and all that. But honestly, you got Christopher and Justin. They both run so good at Texas and really good at Phoenix that they can win anywhere. And, Daniel controlled the race all day today. Double zero has been so fast the last month. Tyler Reddick ran good today. Matt Tiff. Everybody's running really good. I don't think you can just try to points race your way in. I think you're going to have to be aggressive, lead laps, run up front, kind of like what Daniel did today. And I think that's going to be your best way to try to make it to Homestead. It definitely has a different feel to it than the first round we had.
Gotcha. As you guys have noticed, we're also now joined by Daniel Hamrick, driver of the number 21. I asked, this was an intense race from the very start. Can you kind of just walk it through?
For us, initial lap, I saw whatever happened to the 7, saw him shoot at the racetrack and catch the 20. And I hate to see those guys because right now, this first race, a mile and a half program, it's an opportunity for all of us to judge each other, right? Judge where our race cars are, where our race
cars are. You're fast, I'll tell you. You're fast.
And, like I said, we just had a really fast race car all weekend, and that it made it fun. That's the most fun I've had racing in a really long time, and it's a good confidence booster for all of us to go to the racetrack and have an opportunity to lead laps and win stages and do the things we did this weekend. So the race itself, I thought it was interesting from the way we'd take off from the bottom and search around and move around. And one guy, there were comers and goers. Me and the 42 went at it pretty aggressively all day, and one was better one run, and it flipped to the next. And I thought we were sitting in good shape until that last caution came out. Guys did a great job that last pit stop to get us a little bit more of a cushion and allowed us to run our pace there, and thought we were in good shape and just put the last set of tires on and just was crashing sideways. I could not do hardly anything to keep it underneath me. But all the way up to that point, I was proud of what we did today, and that's what we'll hang our hats on as we roll forward.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to open it up to questions, starting with Chris and then Jerry, and we'll come up front.
I thought Chris was just waving.
Jesus. Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Look, guys, today was wild and crazy for the first round of the semifinal round of the championship. But now that you have guys that are going to be willing to do everything they can to make it to Homestead, what does that mean for Texas and Phoenix? Is it going to be wild and crazy like it was today? Or do you guys think it'll be cool, calm, and collective?
I think it's going to be less wild now because everybody's into play now. I think you had two guys so far ahead of everybody that you really didn't feel like you were in the play. You were going to have to be aggressive and win the race. But now, with the issues that the 20 and the 7 had, you look at the points now, everybody's 1 or 2 or 10 or some points behind. So you want to make it to the checkered flag. I don't think anybody – with two races left, I don't think you get another mulligan. I think you're going to have to try to run all the races. So I don't see the contenders making big mistakes at Texas and Phoenix like we saw today.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, those guys, for, the 7 and the 20, they got all those points and they're easy cruise to Homestead. Well, we proved that theory wrong today. And it's tough because from the competitor side, it was them today. It could be us next week, and you can't take it for granted. What we saw today could happen at any point, but now everybody's got to legitimately race every single lap, try to get to the end of the races in order to score points and to make sure they at least get themselves an opportunity to advance. And no different than what myself and Elliot and all of us have been doing all year is trying to maximize days and maximize weekends. And fortunately for us, we were able to do that. And unfortunately for them, they didn't. But it's just kind of the ebbs and flows of the sport we love. So hopefully it's going to make for some drama, some entertainment, that's for sure.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Couple questions. Actually, the first one, it did take a while for the race to kind of get a flow, but once it did, there was a lot of raciness out there. Talk about that if you guys can, and then I have another one for Elliot.
For us, being fortunate to be in clean air majority of the day, you know, I was hearing that it was good battles behind us, but I thought myself in the 42 were able to, like I spoke about earlier, kind of one be better, one run, and once the racetrack would rubber up and move up top, you know, the other one would be better. And it was fun playing that chess match of, you know, if you wanted to heat the right front tire up or if you wanted to heat the right rear up and be good first 15, 20 laps of the run or be good on the backside. And I thought that was the interesting element of what we saw. You know, we had a new left side tire here this weekend, which I thought was incredible for the racing. You could fire off the bottom, like I talked about, and be able to move around. And that's what we want to have. We want to have options. And, you know, for us, you know, I don't know. There's only about one other way I thought the race could have been any better. Just didn't work out. But hopefully the fans enjoy the cars that were left after lap one, that hopefully they enjoyed the show.
The biggest thing I noticed today was how much we were in the throttle, running the top. I mean, through turns three and four, we were off the gas hardly any, even at the end of a long run, coming through the checkered. So I'm interested to see how that plays out tomorrow for the Cup guys. The top lane is going to be the preferred groove, especially with their downforce they have, and who's going to be able to manipulate the best and try to make get runs and people and get outside of people on the front stretch, and they're going to block all the way to the wall. And as much as we were in the gas and as much grip as it was right up against the wall, just as a fan, I can't wait to see how these guys handle this tomorrow.
And also, since you're the older gray fire-suited driver on the track.
Gray suit for gray hair.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like what happened to the 7 car out there like that, just hook and then go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen wrecks like that all the time. And, you know, I haven't seen the replay, so I don't know if the 20 was on his door or the 7 was just loose. I have no idea, but I've definitely seen people – get loose, and then you try to correct it, and sometimes it'll hook, especially on low air. You know, we'll see that happen. So, yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I've seen that right many times, to be honest with you.
Go front and center.
Daniel, Todd Engel with the KC Star. Two things. One, did you have any idea that the pole was going to be as beneficial as it turned out being? And then two, what was the difference for you in that last restart after that caution?
The pole's always beneficial, not only for this week, but for next week, right? Get number one pit stall, and we're able to reap the benefits of that, having number one pit stall today, which gave us the opportunity to line up with the best options on restarts and all the things it entails when it comes with that number one pit stall. But, no, I never would have thought it would have been exactly what it was there lap one. But you never know, right? That's why you hopefully try to build as much speed in your race cars and as much – like I said, as much speed in them to put yourself in the best position. And I thought for the majority of the weekend, from the time we unloaded from lap one, I thought we did that. And, yeah, as far as the end of the race, man, I don't know. We just had a fairly good balance all week in my race car. I didn't have any big shifts one way or the other. I'd get a little tight, a little loose, but nothing you couldn't manage and still make lap time. And then we put that last set of tires on and had a pretty good vibration the last 15, 20 laps in the right rear. And it was like I had 1,000 pounds on my right rear spring all of a sudden. I just, at that point, could not, as Elliot was alluding to, could not run throttle. If I was in the throttle, I was sideways. And that's when the guy in front of you stuff's just a little bit better at that time and he's in clean air, that's hard to beat that. And unbelievable amount of throttle on time. I just couldn't carry it at the end of that run.
I'll go back to Chris.
Daniel, is this the bullet that you want to take to Homestead?
Well, hopefully we got another one coming down the pipe just like it. This was, like I said, I mentioned earlier this week, one of our first new generation race cars, and I was incredibly proud of where this race car was from lap one. And everybody always has their I guess, a skepticism of bringing a new race car. We haven't had great success, but we've had success this year. And it's tough to go out on a limb and trust your folks, but that's what the organization is about. It's leaning on each other. And I think on the Xfinity side of things, that RCR is doing everything right now to build race cars like this, and hopefully it's the first of many.
And for both of you, is it crazy to think that you guys could learn anything today that you could apply to Homestead?
We ran a lot of fence today. We can apply that for sure. You know, for us in particular, the 21 team, I thought the 42 at Vegas, just kind of looking at the mile and a half side of it, had a serious leg up. I thought for us, we cut that deficit substantially in half, if not more. And whatever you had that last run, I didn't have, but I'm proud of what we had 20 laps before that. And all that will apply as we move forward here, and especially if we get the Homestead.
Yeah, I think every race this time of year, you can use something to help you to get ready for Homestead. Yep.
All right. Do we have any other questions? All right.